The Burton Panthers baseball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Thorndale is made possible by LaRoche Chevrolet, James C. Buick, St. John's United Church of Christ, Burton ISD, Courier Construction, K&H Portable Toilets, Tradewinds Physical Therapy, Burnham National Bank, Dahman and Associates, BVR Material, Geeky Egg Farm, Mr. Windshield, Burton Meat Processing, Burnham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Larry Poppy Construction, Blinn College, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Salazar Landscape, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tillman Construction, Daryl Kiki and Katie Insurance, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Doug Brown and Tommy Lang in the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Burnham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Burnham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
The roof is the most important part of a structure, whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building. You can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at ddmbuildings.com. Or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop.
Start the year off right with a new Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
All right, and we welcome you back here to the beautiful city of Bryan, Texas. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you on this Thursday evening. And we are coming to you from the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers. And this is game two of our doubleheader between the Burton Panthers and the Thorndale Bulldogs. In case you're just joining us, Thorndale took the first game 4-0. And so now for Burton, if they want to keep their playoff hopes going, they have got to win this one and force a third and deciding game tomorrow.
Yes, sir. You play this one like there's no tomorrow. You got to pull out all the stops. Look like coach is going to go with Jaeger on the hill this game. They got a right hander warming up for Thorndale, which I always hated left handers. Their ball just tails away from you in a little different angle. More of a mental thing than anything. But they have a right hander going this game. We just got to come out and just turn it loose and play ball. Have fun. The sun is set. It's getting cooler.
Yeah, I think they found the air conditioner here.
You know, it's
yes.
It's time. It's time now to get out here and support these young boys. They've played hard all year. challenge his fans to get a little louder and everything to let them know that, hey, we're here, we're proud of you, and whatever happens, we're still proud of them.
Exactly. And yeah, we got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers and their quest for state.
Improve your flexibility, range of motion, balance, circulation, and blood flow with Tradewinds Physical Therapy's stretching program. They can also help you improve your physical performance, symptomatic pain, and prevent injuries. Schedule your one-on-one stretching sessions. Don't wait to receive the care you deserve. Visit Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accepted.
And as we come back here to Bomber Stadium, we're getting ready for the start of game number two of our doubleheader. And some other games going on around the area tonight. In Class 5A, the game ones, you got Magnolia, Georgetown, Eastview, Lake Creek taking on Georgetown. That's in Mumford. Magnolia West against Elgin. They're playing over at Caldwell. A&M Consolidated at Pflugerville Hendrickson. And then in the 4A ranks, you got Caldwell and Gatesville playing a doubleheader. They're doing like we are, getting both the first two games out of the way. And then you got LaGrange and Salado. They're playing over in Thrall. And Navasota against Burney in Del Valle. And then Anderson, Shiro, and Huntington, they're playing over in Palestine. I got corrected on that earlier. I said Palestine by mistake and had a lady calling the station. No, it's Palestine here in Texas.
Yeah.
And then Mumford is on the road at Thrall tonight. So that is a look at the action. And on the girls' side with softball tonight, you got College Station at Lake Belton. They're playing over in, or taking on Lake Belton. They're over in Thrall. Coming up at 7:30 tonight over Navasota is A&M Consolidated and Lake Creek. Two district foes going at it there. And then out in Buda Johnson, Sealy and Fredericksburg, and they're playing a doubleheader there as well tonight. And we're getting ready for, as we said, for game two. Still waiting, looking for the starting lineups, and we hope to have those for you shortly. In the meantime, let's send you back to the studios. Here another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help get you the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. They specialize in residential custom home construction, providing you with exactly what you want and how you want it. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. That number again was 277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy of Poppy Construction are so proud of the boys and want to congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team and the coaches for making it to the playoffs and would like to wish them good luck in their upcoming games.
Want your yard to impress but don't know where to start? Salazar Landscapes is here to help. From maintenance and irrigation to full-service landscaping, Salazar Landscapes has the knowledge and drive to make your dreams a reality. Salazar Landscapes is your home, garden, and irrigation experts, a trusted company with over 30 years of experience serving Brenham and the surrounding communities. Check out their work on Facebook or Instagram for inspiration and give them a call at 979-451-3490. Salazar Landscapes in Brenham, Aggie-owned and operated. Salazar Landscapes is a proud sponsor of the Burton Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you.
And back we go as we're counting down to the start of this one between the Burton Panthers and the Thorndale Bulldogs. The umpiring crew has made their way. And I think looks like I was checking to see if Burton, do we know yet if Burton's home or road, or
I'm gonna bet since we were home last time we're probably visitors this time.
Okay.
Just a guess.
I mean, one of the keys for Burton, has helped in a lot of their games this year, is got to get on the offense early.
Scored early, yes.
Anytime
you can put runs on the board early, those nerves calm down. You know, you got this first one behind you. Now, just go out there and be kids. Have fun. Leave the rest of it all on the court.
And the two coaches getting ready to meet. Eli Yeager warming up. And looks like, yeah, we will be the visitors. Thorndale looks like they're getting ready to take the field. And we'll be back with the first pitch of game number two after we send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
It's only a matter of time until a stray rock finds your windshield. From a simple rock chip repair to a complete windshield replacement, you can trust Mr. Windshield to do the job right. With over 40 years of experience, they will quickly replace your windshield, door glass, or back window. For all of your auto glass needs, Mr. Windshield, Inc. Insurance claims welcome and free mobile service within a 10-mile radius of Brenham. Call today or visit online at MrWindshieldInc.com.
Eli Yeager, number 19.
Toledo.
Yeah. And then Ryder Biggs, who was playing short, is going to play third. Number three, Biggs, he's going to be playing third.
Number three, Biggs, playing third.
Yeah, and number 16, Biggs, he's going to be playing first. But the batting order is still the same. All right, as we come back here, having the lineups are in short supply here, so we're having to deal with them. But it's Gunnar Ferguson out on the hill for Thorndale. And for the Burton Panthers to lead it off here in the top of the first inning, it's going to be Tyler Witt, the shortstop, followed by Logan Tosta, the second baseman, and Ruben Rodriguez, the left fielder. Yeah, Ferguson warming up, right-handed pitcher, and we'll see also, too, because Eschberger, who pitched the first game, the lefty, and with a right-hander in this time, we'll see if that makes a difference for the Panthers as well. And so Witt stepping up here.
We just need to start off base runners. Play our game.
Exactly. Yeah, first pitch from Ferguson in there for a strike in at 0-1, and we're officially underway with game number two at 6:58. Ferguson's next pitch outside for a ball, and it's 1-1.
Ferguson is a junior for Thorndale.
And outside for a ball. Witt trying to get on, get something going here for Burton in the early going. And fouls this one away. Pitch in there for a ball, and it's full count now, 3-2.
Come on, Tyler, we need you on.
Ball four, and Witt draws the leadoff walk. And that'll get an early base runner here for Burton. That'll bring up Logan Tosta, the second baseman. And he bunts this one up in the air. That's going to be caught. Throw to first, double play. Tosta bunted it up in the air, and Witt was going with the pitch. And it's an easy 1-3 double play. Well, a few misses where being a little aggressive can come back to cost you.
But that's our game. We've been doing that all year with the bunt and run, and you know.
And inside, Rodriguez gets hit by the pitch. And so he'll trot on down to first, and then bring up Colby Beck.
See if Colby can stay hot. He just ripped that double the last game. Come on, Colby.
And he pops this one up. Second baseman over, and he'll make the grab for out number three. So in the inning for Burton, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the first, no score. Back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie and Trent, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administration, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says go Panthers.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
And back we go here as the Thorndale Bulldogs bat here in the bottom of the first. Eli Yeager's first pitch is in there for a strike. Left-handed freshman for the Burton Panthers. Working to the left-handed batter, Ferguson.
Ooh.
And
ooh,
that one just missing a ball. It's 1-1. And outside for a ball. After Ferguson will be Rowdy Kastner and Caden Kovar. And Thorndale, pretty much, it's their same lineup, just positions have been swapped around a little bit.
I got you.
But the lineup is still the same. And this one is going to be a hit down into the corner. Over there to cut it off is Rodriguez, and he's going to hold it into a long single. And now that'll bring up Rowdy Kastner, the center fielder.
Rowdy Kastner.
And Kastner in the first game was 0-for-4, but did reach base on an error and score a run. And for Ferguson, that was his first hit of the afternoon, although he did walk and reach on an error in the first game. And Yeager's first pitch to Kastner, just missing a ball.
Must have been up a little bit. Huh?
That's the only thing I can think of. It looked pretty good from up here. And squares away to bunt, and he bunts this one up the first base side. And Yeager throw the first, and he beat it out. Kastner with that speed, and that was just good placement right there.
Yeah, he put it kind of in no man's land, and, you know, left-handed, Yeager was coming after it, but too much speed.
Exactly. And then also with him being left-handed, had to wheel around, yeah. Whereas if it were one of the right-handed pitchers, he'd had a direct line to first.
Right.
And pitch is taken for a ball to Caden Kovar. Kovar playing shortstop this game. He was their second baseman in the first game. And pitch from Yeager in there for a strike.
Eli has played a lot of ball and everything. His parents have done a good job with getting him ready for this high school game.
And this one, ground ball in the hole, short. Witt goes to second for one, throw to first, and he's safe. And so it'll be a fielder's choice. They do get the one out as Kasner erased from 6-4. And so runners at the corners, one down here in the bottom of the first. Or excuse me, top of, yeah, no, no, I was right, bottom of the first.
Yep.
And a bunt up the, and that's going to get through. Jaeger whipped the first. They do get the out, but the run scores, and now going to third.
Got him.
Got him. Heads up play there by Biggs to get it over. And put the tag on there was the other Ryder, Bryson the Ryder, yeah, to get the out. And that'll retire the side. But they do get the one run on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the first, top of the second inning. Thorndale leads it 1-0. Back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
Every day the flag flies, we have deals at Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and the Memorial Day sale is here. Stop in and save on trusted brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic, up to $500. We have in-house products starting as low as $299. Even add one of our exclusive adjustable bases under any suitable model to make your sleeping experience one you'll never forget. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
Bryson Biggs hits this one in the center, and it's going to be caught for out number one. And that'll bring up Braden Martin as we come back here to action at Bomber Stadium. And Brian, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you on this Thursday evening. Ground ball in the hole. Third baseman cuts it off, fires to first, and they'll get Martin. Two quick outs, and that'll bring up Ryder Biggs.
Next up for Burton, number 3, Ryder Biggs.
Center field is playing really shallow out there. I think he took a hit away from Big Biggs there. I thought it was going to fall for a minute.
Yeah, me too. And pitch to Ryder up and in. Ryder started at shortstop the first game, now playing third at this game. And sends a ground ball in the hole. Shortstop fires across, and he beat it. Oh, no! That's terrible. I mean, he was already up the line when the ball got there. I mean, that wasn't even close. And the umpire called him out. And so that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And we go to the bottom of the second. Thorndale leading 1-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Come back here to the bottom of the second inning, and Thorndale leads it 1-0. Jackson Eschberger, the batter. And pitches a strike call.
Big sweeping curveball by Yeager there.
Eschberger was the starting pitcher in the first game and now playing first in this game. Next pitch, down low ball, and it's 1-1.
Let's go, Jackson.
And next pitch, swung on and missed. Good pitch there by Yeager. Ball
stayed up a little bit.
Yep, and that's going to be another ball.
Put him away, Yeager. That a boy.
Yeah, strike three called. That'll be the first strikeout for Yeager in the ball game. And that's one away.
Number one, Grinson Baran.
Baran, the designated hitter, batting for the right fielder Ethan Schmidt. This is game number two of the doubleheader. In case you're just joining us, Thorndale won the first game 4-0. Now Burton trying to battle back, but they're trailing here in game number two, 1-0. We're in the bottom of the second. And outside for a ball. And outside for a ball. And in there for a strike. And strike called.
Boy, Eli.
And now let's see. It's 3-2 full count. Now let's see if we can get him here. And foul tip back into the screen. And curveball, and hits that one off the top of the roof. It hit the awning over the fans and then landed on top of the third base dugout.
Let's go, Darren.
And that one, ground ball is short. Up with it is Witt. Fires on the first and gets
nice
the
job.
Out.
Jaeger battled back really well in that.
And so Cade Becker, the batter now. Becker catching the second straight game. Be nice for Jaeger if he can get a quick 1-2-3 inning here. And this one's going to be popped up, and this is going to be playable. Beck running in. Tosta calling for it. And he'll haul it in for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we go to the top of the third inning. Thorndale leading Burton 1-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says go Panthers.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Tegeler Toyota in Burnham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
And on we go to the top half of the third inning. And for the Burton Panthers, it's going to be Brady Griffin, Eli Jaeger, and then back to the top of the order with Tyler Witt. Burton trailing Thorndale 1-0 here in game number two. For Burton, this is an elimination game. They need to come back and win this one and force a third and decide to get him tomorrow.
You just need to find some way to scratch a run here, Doug. Yeah. Let them relax because now they're going to start pressuring up there at the plate. And you grip that bat just a little tighter, knowing that I need to get on base.
Exactly.
And then you get a little bit behind.
Yeah, first pitch is a ball, 1-0 to Griffin. And Griffin smacks this one into right field for a base hit. That's a way to get it started. That's the first hit of this game for the Panthers.
Solid single.
And that'll bring up Eli Jaeger. Jaeger now with a chance to help himself with the bat. And pitch inside, and did it get him? No. Just made him.
Yeah, he jumped out the way on that one.
Yeah, so a 1-0 count. Throw back, and Griffin safely in into the tag. And yeah, scores away the bump, pulls the bat back, now throw back in. And time called. And squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back. He'll take another ball. And so far, Ferguson not throwing Yeager anything to hit. Did he want? Yeager trying to put the bunt down, and so far he hasn't seen anything to hit.
We'll take a walk.
And he'll take a strike through, and he actually hit Yeager in the head on the throw. Thankfully, Yeager's okay. Good thing for the batting helmet. And pulls the bat back. Ball four. And that will put Yeager aboard to Burton with a couple of base runners now. And brings up Tyler Witt.
We got two on with no outs also.
Exactly. Something we hadn't seen yet.
We got a courtesy runner. Simak's going to run for Yeager, the pitcher.
And so Eli Simak will courtesy run for Yeager.
Come on, Tyler.
Yeah, one outside for a ball. Runners will take their leads. And the pitch inside from Ferguson.
Two-oh count.
And that's going to bring a visit to the mound. Ghost not liking what he's seeing.
No. Six in a row.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Simon and Griffin going to go have a word with Coach Thaler. We're in the top half of the third inning. Burton trailing 1-0, but they got two runners on and nobody out here in this inning.
This is huge that we played a run here.
Yes. I think, it would, like you were saying earlier, Darryl, it would definitely do a lot for their confidence.
Yes.
If they can get a run across, because they had a chance in the last game, and a controversial call kept that run off the board.
This would loosen them up a lot.
Yeah.
And everything, you know, I'm not going to argue. I'd take a gapper to that fence and score, too.
I could go for that. And so Witt ready, and the next pitch for Ferguson in there for a strike.
All right, now you're ready, Tyler.
Yeah, Witt takes that one up high. Check swing, first base umpire says no swing.
3-1?
I believe so, yeah. Yes, 3-1.
Gotta be yours, buddy.
And that one will be sent out to right center. It's gonna be caught. And tagging is Griffin. He's gonna go to third. On out number one.
Oh, we almost got that gap.
And now Logan Tosta. Tosta hitting to a double play his first time up. Yeah, let's see if he could get on base here and get a run in. Tie this thing back up. Squares away the bunt and pulls the bat back. He'll take ball one. So you got Griffin at third and Simank at first. And pitch to Tosta. He'll take the strike.
You can do it at four. Come on, little Tosta.
Yeah. And swung and a miss. One ball, two strikes on Costa. You got Ruben Rodriguez waiting on deck.
Come on, little four. You can do it. Put it in play.
And outside the ball, runner going, throw down, and he's out at second. That's two away now. I'll tell you what, that catcher's got a heck of an arm.
Yeah, that was a good throw.
And pitch to Tosta is going to send this one. A pop-up third baseman will put the squeeze on it. Now we'll tie the sides. And in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. And Thorndale leading 1-0 back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Kenjuratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjuratile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjuratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjuratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
And on the first pitch, it's Brantley back up the middle. That'll scoot on through for a hit. And now Jade Clawson, the batter. And pitches up high for a ball. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. Burton trailing 1-0. Eli Yeager on the hill. Runner back in safely as the throw goes over to first. Burton had a chance in the top half of this inning, but just could not get to run across. And this one's going to be a bump back to the pitcher, and Yeager throws to first to get the out. And that's one away.
Yeah, that was a tough inning right there. You had everything, two runners on, no outs. When you get the sacrifice fly, you move the third with one. Some way, somehow, you thought you could get a run, and just didn't happen.
Now back to the top of the order with Ferguson. Ferguson singled and scored. And first pitch to him is a ball. By the way, we got a final on that Blinn game. They beat Panola this afternoon 13-2. So Buccaneers advance into the next round of the Region 14 tournament. They'll await the winner of tonight's game between Tyler and Galveston. And this one's going to be popped up and foul.
Astros actually won a game. They beat the Yankees 4-3 today.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yep.
Pitches outside for a ball. That's good because the first two games hadn't been close in that series. And this one, a ground ball. That's going to go foul.
Snap one off in there, Eli.
Check the base runner.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he swung on and missed, went fishing, and throw to first, gets the out. To complete the strikeout, but on the play, Brantley moves over to third.
And the senior from Thorndale, number two, Rowdy Kasner.
So Rowdy Kasner batting. Kasner singled his first time up. Thomas called up. Martin went out to go say something to Yeager. And he sends this one. That's a fly ball. Rodriguez back.
That a boy.
And he'll haul it in for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. One left on. We head to the fourth inning. Thorndale still leading 1-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
And we move on to the top of the fourth inning. And for Burton, it's the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Ruben Rodriguez, Colby Beck, and Bryson Biggs. Up here against Gunnar Ferguson.
Up back for Burton, the left fielder, number 8, Ruben Rodriguez.
Rodriguez was hit by a pitch his first time up. And first pitch of Ferguson down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Burton trailing this one 1-0 here in game number 2. And this one, a grounder to the shortstop, fires on the first and gets the out. Kovar making that play in the hole, gets to Ed, and a good stretch by Eschberger. And now it's up, it'll bring up Colby Beck. And pitch by Ferguson. That is taken for ball 1-0. And swing and miss. He was trying to tie that one up with one swing.
You got it, Colby. Keep swinging, buddy.
And that one's going to be in there. Base hit. And Beggars aboard, second hit for the Panthers.
All right, Big Biggs, let's go now.
And now Bryson Biggs.
Panther first baseman, number 16, Bryson Briggs.
Throw over, runner back in. This is the second game of our doubleheader. In case you didn't hear, Thorndale did win the opener 4-0. And pitch is a strike call. So that means if Thorndale wins this second game, then the series is over and Thorndale's moving on. But if Burton wins, then we're coming back here tomorrow for another 4:30 start time, 4 o'clock pregame here on KWHI. And pitches up high for a ball.
Hey, Haller's due for one here.
Yep. Burton trailing 1-0. Runner at first, only one out. Throw over. And back in safely is Beck. And pitch was inside. What are they calling? What are they complaining
about? Nate is a restless over here to our left.
Yeah. And swing on a miss. Throw back and runner in there safely.
Throw one away down that right field line if you want to catch.
Yep. Right now, Burton is trying to get a run any way they can. Wow. We may have got away with one there.
Let's go 16.
Pitch, swing on a miss.
Face some high heat.
Biggs down on strikes. And that's two away now. And that'll bring in Braden Martin.
Next up, the freshman catcher, number 13, Braden Martin.
Let's go, Braden. Find a way.
Runner first, two down. Next pitch is a strike call. Inside, and Martin takes a step back to avoid getting hit. Throw over. Oh, they picked him off. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. Beck doesn't think they got him. He's staying at third. And now he's going to walk down. And so we are halfway through this one. And Thorndale leading 1-0 back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank. Local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panther baseball team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Burton Panther baseball game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers this playoff season. Go Big Red!
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And we come back here to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Burton trailing 1-0, and it's going to be Caden Kovar, Nathan Grimm, and Jackson Eschberger to bat against Eli Yeager. Burton trailing 1-0. Got to keep them holding them at bay here. And home plate umpire was over at our dugout. They're not the umpiring crew tonight isn't exactly endearing themselves to the Burton crowd. And first pitch is going to be sent out to
Rodriguez.
He's going to catch it for out number one.
Next up for the Bulldogs, number 11, Nathan Grimm.
And Nathan Grimm, the batter.
Let's go, Nate.
And pitch taken for a ball. Going to be ball four as Grimm takes a walk on down to first. And sorry, a little technical difficulty there as we got a little power surge here. And so now we're going to get a visit to the hill. One out, one run, runner on. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning. Burton trailing 1-0.
And he cuts out there just trying to calm his freshman down. Stay focused.
And Jackson Eschberger to bat.
Now batting number three, Jackson Eschberger.
And next pitch swung on and missed. A one count on Eschberger. So we got Grimm at first. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Burton trailing 1-0. Pitch from Yeager is a ball.
Yeah,
And that one outside for a ball.
Find that groove, Eli. Let's go, buddy.
And that one inside for a ball. And inside another ball, and that's a walk to Eschberger. And so that'll put two runners aboard now for Brenton Barron.
Number one, Brendan Brand.
That's a Brand batting.
Lefty on lefty here.
Yeah, you're going to step off and look the runner's back. And outside for a ball.
Let's go, Jaeger. Find that strike zone.
And that one up high for a ball. Panthers need some outs. And that one up and in a ball. And that one's a strike.
You can do it all the way back, buddy. You can do it.
And that one fouled away. Runners at first and second, only one out. And the next pitch coming from Jaeger. Way outside, ball four, and that'll load the bases. Three straight walks. And that'll bring up Cade Becker, the catcher.
Go, guys.
Infielder's playing in. You got to imagine that any throw to the infield is going to come home. First pitch is a strike.
They got the middle playing back like they're going to turn two. They're way too far back for to getting this at the plate. Got the corners in.
This one, a fly ball out to left field. Rodriguez makes the grab. Runner coming home. Throw to the plate's cut off by Biggs. And he's going to score to make it 2-0. Becker with a sack fly. Scoring is Grimm. And it's a Thorndale now with a 2-0 lead. And Hunter Brantley, the batter. Brantley singled this first time up. Burton gives up the run, but it is at least two outs now. And pitches inside for a ball, runner going. And he's safe.
That cramp.
Yep. And also knocked the base out. So now they've got to reset that.
Go. I got two outs, guys. Got to get this play at first.
And pitches down low for a ball. Nice block there by Martin to keep that one from going to the backstop.
He's done a good job this evening.
He certainly has. And strike call. In fact, I don't think he's let anything get by him, has he?
No. Blocked a lot of balls in the dirt.
And next pitch, just missing the ball. Yeager trying to get through this fourth inning.
Finish him off, Eli.
And he hit him. That's going to load the bases again and bring up Jaden Clausen.
And at number six, Jaden Clausen.
Two outs now. Any base, guys. To the easy base.
Swung and a miss. And blocked in the dirt by Martin. Yeah, Eschberger at third, Barron at second, and Brantley at first. And foul tip.
I got two big ones on him, Eli. Let's go. There you go.
And got him on strikes to a tie on the side. But in the inning, they do score another run. No hits. There were no errors, and the bases left loaded. We move on to the fifth inning, and Burton trailing 2-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help get you the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. They specialize in residential custom home construction, providing you with exactly what you want and how you want it. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. That number again was 277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy of Poppy Construction are so proud of the boys and want to congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team and the coaches for making it to the playoffs and would like to wish them good luck in their upcoming games.
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says go Panthers.
And we come back here to the top of the sixth inning, or let's see, top of the fifth inning, excuse me. And it is going to be for the Burton Panthers, Braden Martin, Ryder Biggs, and Brady Griffin to try to get something going here against Gunnar Ferguson. Now Burton trailing 2-0.
Martin
grounded to third his first time up. And Ferguson's first pitch. is a ground ball foul up the third base side. Nice play there. Coach Honeycutt over.
Be trying to change their luck or something.
I was going to say, did Thaler get confined to the dugout again like he did in the first game? And bounced up there a ball.
Let's get some base runners here. Anyway, 13.
Yeah, we do have some bullpen activity down there for the Panthers.
Big warming up.
And swing and a miss. And Martin down on strikes. Or out number one. That's going to bring up Ryder Biggs.
The third baseman, number three, Ryder Biggs.
And pitch taken for ball, 1-0. And he sends this one a shot to third. And throw across the diamond, and they get the out. And that's two away.
Ryder hit that one right on the nose. Third baseman made a nice play.
Yeah.
Brady gets you another hit.
Yeah, that one inside, and Griffin gets out of the way. Griffin's got one of the two hits for the Panthers this evening. Beck has the other one, or in the second game, rather. And pitches down low for a ball. And that one foul away.
Base hit, Brady.
And this one foul up the first base side over toward the bullpen area. This one's going to be popped and foul again. Out of play. Two strikes on Griffin.
Keep battling, buddy.
Two balls, two strikes. Two outs in the inning. And he swings and misses. And Griffin down on strikes. Still tied to the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Thorndale leading 2-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Are you ready to build that new barndominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
And we are on to the top half, bottom half of the fifth inning. It'll be Gunnar Ferguson, Rowdy Kasner, and Caden Gilbert batting against Eli Yeager.
Nice curve.
And in there for a strike. Ferguson 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Thorndale leading Burton 2-0 here in the fifth. That one bounced up there. Ballins 1-1. And in between, in the last half inning, Bryson Biggs warming up.
Whether that was lightning. If that was lightning, that was pretty close.
And pitch is taken for a ball.
Nice.
And in there for a strike.
That was lightning.
Yep. Some thunder.
Yes, he did.
That swing. Yes, he went around. And so Ferguson down on strikes for out number one.
I thought that it might have been a big camera flashing, but it was some lightning, buddy.
Yeah. And Yeager's next pitch. Bound into the mid, and it's 0-1. And we were hoping to hold off for at least another two more innings.
Another.
Which is a strike call. Kasner 1-for-2 with a single. And that one foul up the third base side. And foul back into the screen. Want a ground ball in the hole, and that's going to scoop through for a hit for Kasner.
Little Biggs tried to make a dive and stop at third and kind of went off his glove, and then Tyler didn't have a chance at short.
Yeah. And Caden Kobar, the batter. This one's going to be popped up and given chase, and they're going to run out of room.
Good hustle, Big Biggs.
Inside.
Go get him, buddy.
Well, that's one that was fisted up in the air. That's going to be caught by Witt, and that's two away. And that will bring up Nathan Grimm. Grimm picked up an RBI on the ground down and also walked and scored. And pitches inside for a ball, 1-0. And a pie for a ball.
Find that zone back, Yeager. Find that zone back. Need one.
And inside for a ball. Yeager just need one more out to get out of the inning. And in there for a strike.
3-1.
Yeah, that one fisted foul up the first base side.
That must be pretty close.
Yeah. And the umpire is conferring. I mean, we can clearly see the lightning in the sky from here in the press box. It's in the vicinity. Now it's just a question, are they going to let them play? Since we're so close, are they going to let them try to play through?
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to try to let them finish, at least finish out the inning. This one's going to be a high pop and foul out of play.
Make you a good pitch right here. Yeager, put him away.
Burton trailing 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch. Appeal to first. And the umpire says no swing, so that'll be a walk, and that'll put two on. And brings up Jackson Eschberger. Second walk for Grimm.
Eat it now, boys. Come on now.
Swung on a miss, 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And now Yeager just one strike away from getting through the inning.
Hey,
got him on strikes. And that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We played through five. Thorndale leading 2-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle.
Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Conduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conduratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Conduratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Conduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie and Trent, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administration, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
And we are back here. The umpire is conferring, I think. Some other folks trying to get them to call the game, or at least postpone it temporarily until the storm passes through. But the lightning is like getting close to being on top of the field here. But it looks like they're going to proceed.
Perfect song, lightning.
And yeah. As Eli Yeager bats here, it'll be Yeager followed by Witten and Tosta here in the top of the sixth.
Number 19, Eli Yeager.
Come on, Eli.
And yeah, pitch foul back. It's 0-1. Yeager has walked in his first at bat.
A base knock here.
And up and in the ball. Strike called.
Had our chances against Ferguson, but then he seems to make that pitch or get that out.
Yeah.
And
he's been quite the escape artist this evening.
He's just wild enough that you can't, you know, probably plant them feet and just sit back and just rip.
And next pitch to Yeager. Swung on a miss, and he's down on strikes for out number one. And that'll bring up Tyler Witt.
To top of the order.
Number 11.
Went 0 for 1 with a walk.
Little League people clearing out. Umpire stopped the game for light shining.
And first pitch in there for a strike. Ferguson put one fastball right on that outside corner. Inside for a ball, and it's 1-1. Yeah, that one fouled away. And this one, a slow roll up the third base side, and he's going to beat it out.
Attaboy.
Third baseman couldn't make the pickup. It's an infield hit for Tyler Witt.
Second baseman, number 4, Logan
Tosca. And just the third hit for Burton. And so Tosca batting now. He's 0 for 2.
Come on, little four, you do. Get down
there. Away, and that wild pitch will let Witt move down to second.
There he is, Thompson.
In there for a strike.
Base hit here, Logan. Leg it out.
Over to third. On the first, gets the out, but Witt moves over to third. And now it's to be up to Rodriguez to try to get him in.
Number 8, the left fielder, Ruben Rodriguez.
We got to one of these times. Can't we get us a hit here?
God, I would hope so.
We're so due.
Overdue. We've been close so many times through the two games tonight. It's like you got to think our chance is coming.
Need to get that one run to start this.
Rodriguez 0 for 1 was hit by a pitch. Pitch from Ferguson, swung out and missed 0-1.
Come on, Ruben.
And down low for a ball. Yeah, strike call. Rodriguez looks at one right down the plate.
All right, Ruben, right here. Clutch up, buddy.
And ground ball to the shortstop. Fires on the first, and he's out for the tie of the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Thorndale still winning it 2-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
The roof is the most important part of a structure, whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building. You can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at ddmbuildings.com. Or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop.
You have the right to choose where you receive your care. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, a privately owned clinic, they feature an in-clinic heated pool, the very latest medical instruments, and access to gym equipment, giving them the ability to build you a custom treatment plan tailored to your lifestyle and goals at an affordable price. Tradewinds Physical Therapy offers flexible hours and accepts most major insurances. Give them a try with a free no-commitment consultation at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info.
And on we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Baran hits a ground ball to short and throw to first. They get him by a half step. A nice play there by Witt. And I'll bring up Cade Becker. As we come back here, Thorndale leading Burton 2-0 in game number 2 of this doubleheader. Becker 0 for 1, but did have a sack fly as for last time up. And that one up high.
Gotta hold it right here at 2.
Yep. one, a fly ball, and that's going to hang up for Ryder Biggs for out number two. And now Hunter Brantley will bat.
Number 20, Hunter Brantley.
And they're waiting. Somebody's got their car lights on, flashing right at the field. That's from the little league fields next door.
Yep.
And pitch inside for a ball. Brantley's been on base both times. Singled his first time up. Was hit by a pitch his last time up. And this one fisted over to short. And hauling it in is Witt. That'll retire the side. So we go to the top of the seventh. Do or die for Burton. Season is on the line. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers!
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panther baseball team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Burton Panther baseball game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers this playoff season. Go Big Red!
All right, here we go to the top of the seventh inning. And for Burton, they're trailing it 2-0 and facing Gunnar Ferguson. And for Burton, it is Colby Beck, Bryson Biggs, and Braden Martin. So it's the middle of the order. The guys you want up there in this situation. Now you just got to do what you can to try to get something they hadn't been able to do in this doubleheader yet, and let's get some runs across.
Yeah, you got your two seniors. If we don't get at least two, be their last at bat as a Burton Panther. And I know they don't want it to end here, so let's just hope and pray that they can rip one and let's get some runs.
There we go. Colby Beck leading it off. He singles last time up. And the first pitch to him, taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch to him in there for a strike. It's 1-1.
You can do it, Colby. Come on, bud.
And this one, a little slow roller. Pitcher up with it, throws to first, and there's out number one. And now they'll bring up Bryson Biggs.
Next up for the Panthers, the first baseman, number 16, Bryson Biggs.
All right, Big Biggs.
Pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
Downhill, Biggs.
And, oh. That was down low. Thorndale not happy with that one. They've had every call go their way so far.
Come on, Biggs. 3-0.
Outside 3-0 now. And Ferguson's next pitch. Strike called, 3-1. Third strike two. That's a full count now on Bryson Biggs.
Come on, Big Biggs, you can do this. Get you one.
This one fouled away. That'll hold the count at 3-2. He reached out there and just got a big enough piece of that one.
Yes, sir.
And then this one, a fly ball into right, and right fielder makes the grab. It's two away. And so for the season for Burton, it comes down to one out, and it will be up to Braden Martin. Martin 0 for 2 in the game. And hit him. The Burton has a base runner. As Ryder Biggs now comes up to the plate.
All right, little Biggs.
Two down, runner aboard. Biggs 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. And pops this one foul back behind us.
Right on it, Biggs, right on it.
And swung and a miss, 0-2, and Panthers down to their final strike.
You can do it, little Biggs. Come on now.
And down low, 1-2. Back in safely is Martin. I thought they could catch him leaning. I caught a couple of two or three Panthers leaning tonight. Thought they could get away with it again. But Martin just back in there safely.
Yeah, don't get picked off for the third out.
And Biggs fouls that one away.
Way to hang.
Brady Griffin would be due up next. He's hoping to get in a bat in this inning. Biggs one time, I'm probably not giving it to him. Up high ball, 2-2.
bat a little big.
And base hit. One in there, base hit. And two runners aboard now for Burton. They still got life.
Boy, little big. Come on, Brady.
And now Brady Griffin, the batter. Griffin, one for two.
Keep it rolling, Brady. Come on now.
Ball, it didn't break enough inside, and it's ball one.
Turn that shoulder in there, son.
And that one line drive to the second baseman, and that is the ball game. Your final score, Thorndale wins it 2-0. And the season comes to an end for the Burton Panthers as Thorndale gets the sweep, 4-0 and 2-0, your final score. And that'll send us to the postgame show. And we'll be back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dominant Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dominant Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dominant Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Every day the flag flies, we have deals at Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and the Memorial Day sale is here. Stop in and save on trusted brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic, up to $500. We have in-house products starting as low as $299. Even add one of our exclusive adjustable bases under any suitable model to make your sleeping experience one you'll never forget. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says go Panthers.
It's only a matter of time until a stray rock finds your windshield. From a simple rock chip repair to a complete windshield replacement, you can trust Mr. Windshield to do the job right. With over 40 years of experience, they will quickly replace your windshield, door glass, or back window. For all of your auto glass needs, Mr. Windshield Inc. Insurance claims welcome and free mobile service within a 10-mile radius of Brenham. Call today or visit online at MrWindshieldInc.com.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers and their quest for state.
And we come back here to Bomber Stadium, and Brian welcoming you into the postgame show. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you, and things not going the way we wanted to as the Burton Panthers get swept by Thorndale 4-0 and 2-0, the final scores. And Panthers ran into just a tough team here. Thorndale had two good pitchers out there, and they both went out and threw shutouts.
Yeah, two shutouts, you know, tip your hat to them, but also our two young cats. Yeah. They kept us in the ball game.
Yeah.
You know, we just couldn't get that clutch hit or couldn't get that ball to go our way. You know, you're going to have nights like that.
Yeah.
We're young, they're young. We're going to see each other for a long time. And everything, because they didn't have but two seniors. We had two seniors. And it's been a very joy to watch Kobe and Big Biggs play for 4 years. We're going to miss them, but they're going to go on to bigger and better things out there. Two great young men that I'm very proud of. You know, I know it's hard on them right now. It's the last time they're going to put this red and white till they play with us in the alumni game next year. But, you know, tremendous young men. But back to the game, you know, you don't score any runs, you don't win any games.
Yeah.
And their pitchers just, they threw the ball well, they moved it in and out, made the plays when they had to make the plays. We couldn't get our running game going in the first game. We tried. Their catcher was on tonight, and he threw us out quite a few times. It just didn't go our way.
Yeah, certainly not. And throwing some controversial umpiring as well there, too, and that also factored in. Well, we got more to come here on the postgame. Let's send you back to the studios and hear some more from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Want your yard to impress but don't know where to start? Salazar Landscapes is here to help. From maintenance and irrigation to full-service landscaping, Salazar Landscapes has the knowledge and drive to make your dreams a reality. Salazar Landscapes is your home, garden, and irrigation experts, a trusted company with over 30 years of experience serving Brenham and the surrounding communities. Check out their work on Facebook or Instagram for inspiration and give them a call at 979-451-3490. Salazar Landscapes in Brenham, Aggie-owned and operated. Salazar Landscapes is a proud sponsor of the Burton Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
And as we come back here, time to take a look at the final stats in this second game. And Thorndale had 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. Burton, no runs, 4 hits only, and 1 error committed. And pitching-wise for Burton, Eli Yeager going the distance, 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, both of them were earned, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. And meanwhile, Burton had 4 hits, all singles in the game. Tyler Witt, Colby Beck, Ryder Biggs, and Brady Griffin. And just unable to, had a couple of walks thrown in there, but just unable to get some runs across. And for the Thorndale Bulldogs, they were able to get just enough to pull away and get the win tonight. Well, we're going to take one final break, and Daryl and I will be back to wrap it up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Go
right win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Tegeler Toyota in Burnham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
All right, back we go one final time, and once again, your final score. Thorndale defeats Burton in the first game 4-0, and then also wins the second game 2-0. The season coming to an end for the Burton Panthers. But it's been a really great season for the Panthers, and they got to look at some a lot of youth on the team and a lot of guys that are going to be coming back next season.
Yeah, Coach Taylor and Honeycutt did a great job this year. And stuff, you know, coaches don't get enough credit. It's easier for us to fuss when we're losing or lose a game like this. You know, they get them prepared as best they can get them, and then the kids have to play the game. But tremendous job. Once again, hats off to Beck and Big Biggs for a great career in Burton and a great standard of showing how you're supposed to play the game, leave it all out on the field. Just can't say enough about this young team that looking excited. We got some youth coming up that's also going to fill in. You know, every year is a new year. Now it's time in Burton we're going to start talking about football and volleyball. It's time to get that going. First, we're going to get a little league in at the park and have some games there, and then it's back to focusing on volleyball and football for another exciting season. Sunday, Mother's Day. You need to appreciate them.
I was about to make sure you didn't forget them.
I wasn't going to forget. I told you I'd end mine on that. You know, if you got a mother, hey, show her that love. Mm-hmm. They don't stay forever and everything. So take her to eat, tell her you love her, and just be proud. I reminded Biggs, he's walking in front of me, that it's Mother's Day on Sunday. That way he can make sure and take his wife out to eat. I try to help my buddies out every chance I get. But on a serious note, it's been a great time doing the games with you again, Doug. I appreciate all the people who sponsor. You know, they don't get told enough thanks. There's a lot of them out there that sponsor that are just friends and love the school, love Burton. So people out there that can hear it that can't make it to the games, and I'm so thankful that they do that. We need to keep doing that. I challenge other people that can do it, be a part of it. It's something special to sit there and be able to bring games to people that can't make it to them anymore. You know, I felt like tonight I was kind of blah. I didn't have no one-liners. I wasn't very, very chipper, I guess. You know, it's hard to get into a game when you're not scoring any runs, but it is our job to try to be more peppy. I bit my tongue after I said the first one on fussing about the umpires, because I've got a rule that, yeah, I'm going to fuss every once in a while, but until I put one of those suits on, it doesn't give me the right to fuss at them. I can be mad and stuff and disagree, but I'm not out there. Right. And stuff that didn't cost us the games. You know, it got us down. Didn't understand the what happened totally till we got the text on what happened with Coach Taylor and them on the call and stuff. You know, that's a momentum killer when you lose your head, dude. And these kids play hard for Matt. I'm going to call him Matt because that's what I know him. That's what I coached him at in Little League and All-Stars. Just very proud of this young man. He came to Burton and is doing a tremendous job. It's probably enough to play fight telling us Daryl to quit. Hey, buddy. Proud of you. Sorry the way it ended, but very proud of you. If you...
be here, okay? Okay. And I think we're back now. we're back now, and we better go ahead and wrap it up because it looks like everybody's wanting to get us out of here. But it's been a lot of fun, my friend, and let's do it again down the road.
We'll do some all-star games together. I'm sure they'll send you to Burton for one or two of them, maybe. We'll have some good something on the pit or in the pan that all my buddies that helped me with at the deal. But once again, if it was cut out, happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Proud of the guys here. Just didn't end the way we wanted it to end. Thank you. Thanks for the station for letting us play. And good night from Daryl.
And good night from Doug as well. We want to thank Cortland back at the studios for his great job tonight on the boards. Want to thank you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Thank our sponsors for being a part of this. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.